Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on brainwave entrainment. We're going to be talking about how different rhythms affect you, and we're going to be playing with different rhythms and how you can actually use them for healing or raising consciousness, also for focus as well. And our intention is that everybody might be completely, I don't want to say healed, but say completely focused and alive mentally. The whole mental, this is about the mental body. It's about having the mental body humming. We'll just say it that way. We'll have, the intention is that everybody's mental body is humming. How's that? Cool. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We've got our classes starting again at the Institute in September. September 3rd is the start time for the Sound Healing Certificate Program, Sound Healing and Therapy. And it's 3.5 months, Monday through Wednesday nights, and it's a profound time. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got a dozen instructors that give you a wide perspective. Really three goals. One is to understand the universe based on vibration, because that is the basis of all. So you know how to work with the universe and get more in alignment with it, especially with the mental, your mental body, right? And then it's also about just getting in the zone over and over, just getting really high, not only so you can tune your own system and be able to help people in a much deeper way, but also just so you can add that vibration to the planet. And really, it could be also to heal yourself and really just be more at peace, right? It's really about helping others as well. The third part is really creating or learning different skills and methods to open up your own practice and to help people to actually open up a business. Since we're a vocational school, we're really big on helping you actually open a practice. We even have classes on how to market your own practice or other places that you can work as well in the field, because it's really starting to explode all over the planet. I just had a guy here from Spain that said that it's like sound healing is huge in Spain. And one of our students right now is from Iceland, and she said it's huge in Iceland. So it's really taking off. Really, the next big step is for it to go into the medical field, really. And I'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit. So we've got the certificate program, which is the first semester of the degree program. So in January, you'll be able to continue on into the degree program if you wanted to do the full associate degree. We also have that program starting online this Tuesday. Starts about every week or two, and since it's because it's ongoing enrollment. And it works really well. If you can't make it here, it's really quite incredible. It really is very, very, very good. We go really deep. We also do healings on each other and a lot of voice work online with live instructors, or you could do it by video as well. And we do the full degree online as well. Also, we've got our recording classes coming up. We've got them starting at the Institute on September 4th, 3.5 months there. All about how to do audio recording production, mixing, and also using MIDI and creating music. There's a whole music theory section as well that goes with it. And we also have that program starting online, definitely now in August. Either going to be August 21st or August 28th. And again, it works really well online, because you can see my screen and hear what I'm mixing in real time. And so it actually is very effective. So that's just one day a week for 2 hours, and then you have 5 hours of labs. So those are the classes. We also have our big event, which is the Sound Healing Conference. coming up in September 20th to the 23rd. And it's really amazing time. Oh my God, it is so much fun. People are just walking around humming really high, right? And there's 25 presenters. We got 25 exhibitor booths. We have concerts each night. The concerts I'm really excited about. This year we've got Kevin James coming from Bali. Kevin, I love, Kevin's just amazing. He's so heart-opening, kirtan, and he's just really, really a beautiful soul. And then we also have on the concert on Sunday night, we've got Sylvina, who will just blow your heart open with love. We've got Sonia, who's a profound singer, really good at devotional work, and just amazing vocalist. We also have Kimberly, who is just a light being. And then Gabriel Gold, who every time I hear him, I just send tears because he's such a heart-open bowl and singer that it's so funny, for a guy, it's just amazing. It's always nice to hear guys that are just so heart-open, right? Really, really excellent. So the conference, oh my God, there's people. We're doing a lot of work on sound and medicine at the conference, but there's a lot of work on voice. There's movement. There's all different types of things. You can find all the different presenters at globesoundhealingconference.com. And it's just really it's in a spectacular, I mean, spectacular temple. It's one of those places when you walk in, you just go, oh my God, it's really beautiful. So you can find it all at globesoundhealingconference.com. We have a prepaid deadline for both classes and for the conference on August 15th. Okay. Then we got the things happening at the therapy center. We've got a wide range of treatments. We can find your home note where you're at peace and give you a CD and that key. We'll be talking a little bit about that today. And then also we do voice analysis. We have a whole voice analysis program that we sell that's called the Voice Analysis Harmony. You can find it at voiceanalysisharmony.com. We've got our training meeting for that coming up September 7th, actually, if you want to learn how to use the software and get it. And it's really good for finding different issues in the system and providing a remedy where you listen to a CD and that key of what's missing. Yeah. We also have a wide range. We're starting to do massage again at the Institute on the sound table. And we also have our store. We've got the sound lounges, which are amazingly powerful for getting you in the zone. We have many first responders that are working with the sound lounges. It's really cool. We just had a doctor that just showed up, called actually day before yesterday, and she's really interested in bringing the sound lounges into all the first responders in the Bay Area. She's been working with PTSD and first responders for 40 years now. So it's really happening. As I mentioned before, we have a guy in Colorado who's now using the sound lounges for over 40 first responders. Also, Kaiser is referring patients for both the sound lounge and our base pod, which if you got pain, oh my God, it'll most likely be gone. It's really, really effective. It's like a little subwoofer. You just put on the pain. We've got all types of frequencies for everything from muscles to nerves to tendons and ligaments, endocrine glands, respiratory, circulatory, brain, even for depression that we have. And you don't listen to them. You play the frequencies on the body, and the bass pod actually allows you to have way more physical vibration, so it's really effective. I think this is what's going to help change the whole medical field It's really making good headway because it's so, so effective, right? And no side effects, really no side effects. And we also have crystal bowls. We got my book, Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got Tibetan bowls, all types of technologies to get you into higher consciousness. We even have sacred geometry pendants. So that's at soundoflove.com. The therapy center, soundtherapycenter.com. But you can get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the Research Foundation, where there's a ton of treatment plans that are posted for different issues, if you want to learn or comment on treatment plans. And also, we've got all types of clinical and student research papers posted there that are really interesting and really helpful for getting the science more into the mainstream so that we can all, again, heal ourselves and heal each other and take our power back from the mainstream pharmaceuticals companies, right? We're now working on a whole association to help create a new hospital, a new type of hospital where people are not killed, where basically you could go in and get a certain frequency or a certain combination of frequencies or a certain musical flow that will actually heal you with zero side effects. And only takes, half hour. And then this is the new medicine, which is really amazing. And then ultimately to take it home so people can be healthy and nip things in the bud before they even get to big problems, right? I'm starting to see a really healthy world, and it's really exciting. We're going to be setting up the association. We should have a new website, Sound Medical Association, that should be up in about a week or two. And we're inviting people, and especially doctors, to help come up with a new research on exactly how frequencies, timbres, and musical flows can be used medically. Cool. Soundhealingcenter.com is where everything is. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 if you know anybody interested in anything I mentioned. Or, because we're going to be needing a lot of people, we're about to get a lot of funding to be able to do these projects. And or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. It is really interesting, we got two big projects. One is a new hospital and one's a new educational system. We've already created over 2,000 exercises. We got a $100,000 grant to create over 2,000 exercises for two Montessori schools. And now we're looking to expand this curriculum, which is already physics of vibration, which is how the whole universe works, instruments, sounds as a way of understanding cultures and also building instruments for concerts, and music as a way of understanding the universe and understanding how the body works, and sacred geometry, although we don't call it sacred, of course, geometry as a way of understanding consciousness and nature, and then also self-expression and emotional expression, which is really, really important because that's the number one thing for health. So what we're now looking at is expanding that into all areas of curriculum for all age groups. So we're going to be revamping history, revamping science, revamping all the aspects of sociology, everything that's taught from, kindergarten or actually even pre-kindergarten up to 18 years. We already have exercises, as I mentioned, over 2,000 exercises for every age group, from 3 months old all the way up to 18 years. And here's the deal. Imagining what it's like to actually have a child begin at 3 months old with vibration. I won't get into it in detail because we're going to talk about other stuff. but all the way up to 18 years, they will be profoundly different, profoundly different. They'll be in their body. They'll be really able to access, you know, better connection to self, better connection to others, and better connection to the universe. That's the basis, which was the basis of Maria Montessori's whole concept for the school, right? So it's taking that to the level of using vibration to get the kids really peaceful so that there's a better learning environment as well. And there's more harmony in the environment, right? Because they're going to a place of stillness more often. In fact, a lot. It's built in. And the best part is anybody with disabilities, any kid with disabilities, or any challenges or special needs will also be addressed within the curriculum so they don't have to go to a different school or a different center where they get the stigma of being different, right? Already the exercises we have are helping. Boy, I'm really kind of going, I'm almost ready to do the whole show on the educational system. Maybe we'll do that next time. But I've already decided to do brainwave entrainment, so let's talk about that. If I do a rhythm, your brain will synchronize to that rhythm normally within 15 seconds, depending on how open your system is or how present you are. Our brain is designed to synchronize to every rhythm around us. We're not meant to live in the city. We're meant to live out in nature so that we synchronize to those rhythms, right? Not only that, besides the brain, the eardrum is actually connected to the vagus nerve that goes to every organ in the body except the spleen. So we're totally, every organ in the body is synchronizing to every sound around us directly. Again, we are not meant to live in a noisy city. Right? So you can use rhythms to actually entrain the brain into different brainwave states. Anytime a rhythm matches a brainwave state, which is just about always, it will actually synchronize the brain to that rhythm very quickly. There are multiple brainwave states, which we go through throughout our day. First of all, there's delta. Delta is between 0.5 and 4 cycles per second. One cycle per second is simply a beat every second. Bum, 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 bum. Delta is when you're in deep sleep. It's really the best brainwave state because it's really where you are 100% synchronized with source being regenerated. And if you don't go back to deep delta and connect to source each night, you'll die. It's a little, seems a little controlling. Oh, I'm sorry. It's perfect. It's perfect source. It's really great, actually, that we are required to go back to source every night. We generally do it three or four times a night for an hour and a half. You go into delta for an hour and a half, and then you go into theta, and dream a while, and then you go back into delta to get regenerated. And again, if you don't go to delta, you really don't feel like you've slept well. You have to go into deep delta to get that regeneration and feel like you've actually slept. Right? It's a slow rhythm, wah, wah, wah. If 0.5 would be like this, wham, wham, wham. It's like every 2 seconds, right? And then 4 cycles per second is like this, wah, 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 wah. Now, everybody's natural delta is a little bit different. everybody's rhythm when they're, because this is just a rhythm that the brain is actually vibrating at, right? And it's actually very well measurable with EEG. I mean, you can see exactly when a rhythm entrains the brain into its whatever rhythm by using the EEG. So this is very definitive science, right? There's nothing woo-woo about this at all. So everybody's delta is a little bit different. So you may have listened to binaural beat CDs. They're all over YouTube, right? There's a bunch of companies that sell them as well. But there's a 1 in 12 chance, because there's 12 notes, that you'll actually find a rhythm of delta that's in your key, that's in your natural brainwave rate of delta. So you got to get lucky. And if it's not this yours, it can be a little annoying for people, right? When you actually get the correct rhythm that matches yours, when your natural delta, it can be really effective. And it can help you go to sleep, can help you stay asleep. It can really, really be a great meditation too. It's not just for sleep as well. It's when you're in a deep state of meditation, you're in delta. So it's also a deep state of meditation as well. And if you go into delta with these rhythms, then it feels like you've slept, right? So this is very cool and very helpful because, you know, not getting enough sleep is a huge problem. And there's really good research to show that this can really help you, especially when it's tuned to you, right? So then there's theta. Theta is 4 to 8 cycles per second. 4, again, is like wah, 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 wah. 8 is like wah, 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 wah. Again, everybody's theta is a little bit different. And so it's way better if you get a CD that's tuned to your theta. And it happens to be the same note, an octave higher than the delta. A lot of people don't realize that every rhythm is an actual note. If you double the rhythm, so if you go like wah wah, when you double it, wah 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 wah, and you double it again, brr, brr, and you double it again, it becomes a frequency. Ooh. So wah 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 wah, wah na 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 na, brr, ooh. Those are all the same note, right? So your heart beats in a certain key. Your brain vibrates in a certain key. And that's what we're talking about, is finding the key of your brain and rhythm of it, which is also a note. So then we can actually play that note and play that rhythm, right? So it's good when you do both the note and the rhythm in sync. Theta is all about, so everybody's got a different note or rhythm for theta as well. Theta is all about the dream state. But it's a very cool state for getting creative downloads. It's like daydreaming, right? It's where you're kind of spaced out, but all of a sudden you get ideas that come to you. It's kind of, I think beings from the other, so there's a lot of beings from the other side that hang out in theta, just waiting for people to go to that brainwave state so they can communicate with them and give them ideas. Who knows, right? It's really where a lot of creativity comes from. If you want to do art or music or just be creative in any way, it's really the ideal state, right? It's like where you totally get unique ideas. But also theta is where you go, where your brain goes as far as the rhythm when you're one with the universe. And being one with the universe is a very peaceful state. Being in theta is very peaceful. It's still a very relaxed rhythm, right? And so you can use theta rhythms to actually entrain you into a portal that takes you into oneness, because that's where you go when you're in theta. I think if you just do theta, it kind of gets you to the threshold, and then you have to have like a little bit of a push just to go into it. So if you've been there, if you know how to go to oneness, it's really cool, because then you can actually just go to that threshold and open up, right? Because it makes it easier to drop in. But otherwise, you know, there's a little more. There are other ways to get into theta, and that is whenever you tune into more than one thing at a time, you go into a theta state as well, where you're actually tuned into sparkles on the water, or all the sounds in a mix of music, or all the harmonics in a crystal bowl, or all the harmonics in a bunch of crystal bowls, right? It's like that's when you go into theta. So theta is very cool. Also, theta is the rhythm that you, when you're in theta, you actually can access your subconscious. That's why in hypnotherapy and a lot of other therapies, they get you into theta to reprogram your subconscious, right? And so it's a very cool state. I've read even some things from Metatron, downloads from Metatron, that say that ultimately that's where we're all headed, is to be one with the universe, where all information is available, and we're all in the zone of oneness with everything and everybody all the time. That's ultimately where we're headed, is to a state of consistent theta, right? Very cool. Then there's alpha. Alpha is 8 to 12 cycles per second. No, 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 all the way up to, I'm not quite that fast. No, 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 I can't even do it. My lips can't even go that fast. It's almost a raspberry, right? A little slower than that. Okay. So alpha is presence, relaxed presence. It's where you are not thinking. You're just present with the light. You're present with the sound around you. You're present with your feelings. You're present with your body. You're present in the moment. Ideal state for sports, ideal state for learning. You're open to receive. Alpha is a very cool state to live in, right? It's very cool because it's really the most present. It's also where people get creative problem-solving downloads. You know how if you're trying to figure something out, you can't figure it out, and you go do something else, and you relax, and all of a sudden, the whole answer pops in your head. It's really interesting when that happens, because I've had it happen many times when the answer is way beyond what I could have figured out. It's like it's coming from higher beings again. There's probably another group at the faster rhythm of alpha, right, that are just waiting for you to go into that state so they can give you the answers to the problems. Oh, God, who knows, right? But it's really, really cool. And again, alpha, everybody's alpha is a little bit different. My alpha is a little bit different than yours. And it's the same note as delta and theta. Your alpha is the same note as delta and theta, just double the rhythm. Double the rhythm, which is an octave higher. Right? So alpha is very cool. Then there's beta. Beta is more like, that's like beta. It's between 12 and 20 cycles per second. Some say as high as 30 cycles per second. Beta is about thinking and processing. Often we're trying to get out of that, out of beta. We're in beta the most. It's like when you're really in your head, right? Just thinking about things. But beta isn't all bad, because it's really important to be able to figure out your day, figure out your schedule, figure out how you're going to survive financially, or figure out what you're going to do to, instead of survive, to actually change the world, to figure out, you know, where you're going to live, or you know, even to a certain extent, to figure out, you know, who you're going to hang out with, to figure out how you're going to be healthy. You know, these are very important things to be able to do. It's in this 3D world we partially live in or believe we live in, right? So beta is really good, and it's really good. Beta is really good for people that have ADD, because normally the main type of ADD is people can't go fast enough within their brain to access that very fast rhythm of beta, right? So they give people speed to speed it up, but it's got all kinds of side effects. So the cool thing is to play beta tuned to you, again, the same note, an octave higher, and entrain your brain into that very fast rate so you can think. It's the only time I use the word cure around here, because that's dangerous, right, that word. But it's amazingly effective. I've seen so many people, I know tons of people, have gotten over their ADD by entraining their brain into beta at their note, right? This is very cool and very helpful. Then there's gamma. Gamma is just discovered recently. It's like super fast, above 30 cycles per second normally. And gamma is when you're totally in the zone, in a high state of meditation, really high state of meditation. They actually found that Dalai Lama trained meditators go to gamma and subdelta, which is below 0.5 cycles per second, really slow rhythm, at the same time. They go to gamma and subdelta, it was sometimes called epsilon, at the same time. So they're going really fast and really slow simultaneously. It's interesting, when you go really fast into gamma, the world slows down and goes into slow motion. One of our instructors, Don Estes, did a brainwave map on this famous boxer, and he had brainwaves up around 60 cycles per second. Oh my God, that's like really fast. So he was seeing the other boxer in slow motion. A lot of animals also, especially the housefly, has a really fast brainwave state. That's why they're totally seeing you in slow motion, right? So that you, so when you go to swat them, they can easily, that's why they can get away so easily, right? Same with Tweety birds, not the big birds, but the Tweety birds, right? The ones that are twitting around or you know, really fast. You can just see that they're really fast the way they move, right? They're in a very fast brainwave state. So they're seeing us in extreme slow motion. Boy, those humans are so slow, right? And if you slow their songs down, their bird songs down, you hear a whole nother world, because they live at a much faster brainwave state. I often think of trees as being a really slow brainwave state, really slow, maybe a half a day, I don't know, but really slow. So the trees look at us like, oh my God, they're just like little mosquitoes flitting around. They're so fast. Slow down, people. Slow down, right? The trees are so slow. So they seem so still. Yeah. But then the ultimate is actually a brain map. The truth is, we are rarely connected, we are rarely in one brainwave state at a time, except for delta. When you go into delta and deep sleep, apparently your whole brain is in delta at once. That's why you don't remember anything when you're in deep delta, right? But often we are in a combination. One might be more active than other, so we're still mostly in theta or alpha or beta or whatever, right? But we're commonly in multiple states. And they found that to be true with the Dalai Lama trained meditators. So here's the deal. And that is to, So let me backtrack. So often, you know, like the one lobe of the brain will be in one, it might be in delta, like the prefrontal cortex might be in beta, whereas another part will be in theta, right? It's a whole brainwave map. And that can be seen really clearly by EEG. So ultimately, you know, we can entrain the brain into brainwave maps. So we could do an EEG on someone that has your rhythm, or we adjust it to your rhythm, someone that's in a state of deep compassion, or someone that's just resonating gratitude, or universal love, or joy. Really be really cool for someone that's depressed, right? So you simply find that person's rhythm and create a brainwave map to entrain them into that rhythm. The potential is really huge to really transform people's consciousness. But it's really dangerous. Really dangerous. I know a guy who got brainwave entrainment with a full map using electrodes on the brain to entrain different parts of the brain into different brainwave states. And he got so thrown off that he could not sleep or eat for 3 weeks, and he almost died. You really got to be careful when you start entraining the brain, the full brain, into brainwave maps that are not a person's natural rhythm. It's really dangerous. The brain is so malleable. It will go there. It will go there. It's built to synchronize to rhythms around us. So it's ready to go. And it's ready to go off from where it naturally is. But it's dangerous, but the potential is so huge. What it means is we just simply make sure that we find that person's natural brainwave state when they're relaxed. Or, you know, what you could do is, here's another way to do it, and this is what we're doing actually, is to actually find ways to get people in the zone, which is sound healing and music and meditations, but all, you know, there's a lot of different ways. We can have multiple ways and see what resonates the most. So we get people in gratitude or compassion or just blissed out, right? And we do a brainwave map. And now we know their natural rhythm when they're in that state, right? And then we're able to entrain them back into that state really easily. That's very cool, right? The tricky part is when someone's brain is already messed up, maybe from a trauma or an accident or concussion, and you don't have the map of where it was before the trauma, right? That's a little tricky. Although I sense big time that you can actually figure it out pretty quickly. I think there's still, I don't know, but there's going to have to be some research done. But I have a feeling there's still some markers inside the brain that would tell you what the rhythm was before it was screwed up. I mean, you could do a little bit of testing and just do it really carefully so you don't throw somebody off. But I think you could find it pretty quickly. So that's very, very cool. I mean, ultimately, it's not only just the rhythm. What we're talking about is hooking up, like, well, if we could find the frequency of each lobe in the brain, then we figure out the rhythm across the brain, which is totally mapped when you do EEG. They're always looking for how fast electricity moves across the brain as a thought form. And if it doesn't move at the right speed, that's like ADD or a real problem with the brain. That's one of the main things they monitor in EEG. So we figure out that rhythm as well as the frequency of each lobe. And now we've got like a song across the brain. right? There's a melody and even almost a chord progression, right? So now we can actually use electrodes or acupuncture needles with frequencies in them and play the song of the person's brain to them to get it back into its state. As you can imagine, the potential for serious issues like PTSD and trauma and depression, even maybe schizophrenia, or anything that's based on issues that are around the brain. This is huge. And it's not like rocket science. It's just a little bit of research to really get this happening, right? It's really huge. I mean, actually, I have to tell you, though, there was this one person that actually was doing brainwave entrainment for ADD, and the pharmaceutical companies actually bought up all of the Google ads, the AdWords, so that it got really expensive for him to advertise. And then, I mean, so there's so can always be some pushback, but I think things are changing, especially now that doctors and hospitals are starting to turn around, especially with the opioid crisis. I mean, they're totally looking for alternatives now. I mean, a lot of doctors, because they know that opioids are such a problem, right? Okay. So this is the potential of the future. Now, the best brainwave entrainment of all is nature. And nature's best brainwave entrainer is the Schumann resonance. It's a frequency vibrating in the atmosphere that's triggered by lightning. It's actually resonating between the earth and the ionosphere. And it's 7.83 cycles per second. Last I checked with HeartMath, it has not gone up. About 6 months ago, there was a rumor that it was going up. It has not gone up. But it's totally right on the threshold of alpha and theta. And there's a research project that shows it's entraining all the brains on the planet into its frequency. Only problem is cell phone towers wipe it out. And there's also evidence that if you don't get it, you can get sick. So they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space. So this is really the best frequency on the planet because it is it's basically a frequency that we've been entrained to for millions of years. I mean, we are strung out in a very cool way because it's the essence of nature, right? So first of all, I want to play just like, 30 seconds of the binaural beats in that we've created that are the Schumann resonance. So they actually create a rhythm, which is 7.83 seconds, cycles per second. And then we'll play an actual song that you can tone along with. So let's just play like 30 seconds of the binaural beats, BBFs for the Schumann resonance, and enjoy. That happens to be in the note of B, the Schumann resonance, which my note is B, so I really love it. I think it's a little faster than my B, though. I think my B is a little bit slower than that. But anyway, that's what we're all synchronized to, especially when you're out in nature. Your brain gets synchronized to it. as long as you stop and aren't stressed out or thinking too much, right? As long as you stop and let it and train you. Because it's not like super strong out in nature, but it's there. It's consistent. It's there all the time. Right? Now, I created this song where it's got the binaural beats of the Schumann resonance in it. I want to backtrack one more. I want to say one more thing. A lot of people say that you need to listen to headphones in order for binaural beats to work. Well, that's not true, because any rhythm, like ma 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 ma, will entrain your brain into a brainwave state. That's why shamanic drumming works for journey work, right? Is because every rhythm, every song you listen to is a brainwave state, right? There's a second benefit that happens when you listen in stereo, though, with one frequency in the left ear and another frequency in the right ear to create the actual rhythm. And that is, you get left and right brain synchronization. That's different than brainwave entrainment of delta, theta, alpha, and beta, right? Left and right brain synchronization is a second benefit. And you don't get that if you're listening in mono. So you do, so it is there is a benefit of headphones, but otherwise you still get entrained into that rhythm regardless of whether you're wearing headphones or not. Okay. So anyway, I've created this song that has the binaural beats of the Schumann resonance in it. And I tuned the synthesizer to the actual note of B, that high B that is the Schumann resonance. And then we had the entire class tone for 2 hours to this music with the intention of reconnecting to nature. Right? And then I edited it down to about 10 minutes, right? So I want to play this. And if you like, I highly recommend it, because is to tone along with it with the intention of reconnecting to nature, right? It's really cool when you tone for like 10 minutes. It's like, oh my God, it's really transformative. I mean, monks and a lot of people in India, they'll tone for a week. Right? It's intense, right? It just is so transformative for your body. So if you like, tone through the whole thing, any vowel, do any vowel, just like, right? You can change notes, just play with it if you like, but tone through the whole thing and hold the intention of reconnecting to nature. So let's listen to the song Holding Schumann and enjoy. and rhythm. Just imagine we get it figured out how to entrain the brain so that we're all in a state of oneness, heart open completely. You have to synchronize the rest of the body, but oh my God. And we figure out precisely how to bring people into that state in their own natural rhythm, so that ultimately, not only can we heal people, but we can bring people into a state which is really our natural being, where we're aware of being one with everybody, where we are, again, part of the whole, and where all is known, where you can see all the patterns of vibration in all of nature, in all of sickness, in all of the universe, and be able to synchronize and work with it like the olden days, I think. It's just a matter of doing it in a way that we totally tune in to a person's own vibration, their own rhythm. And it's really a little complex, because I don't think it's just brainwaves. It's nice if you're aware of the way the heart works in relation to the brain, the way the cranial sacral rhythm works in relation to the brain, the way the breath works, even the rhythm of your walking, right? So that you're aware of all rhythms that are natural for you when you are in the zone, when you are in any state that we consider as high consciousness. That could be gratitude, compassion, love, joy, connection to your soul frequency, or the ultimate. Actually, I worked with some brainwave researchers, and I said, it seems like the ultimate is where you're one with the universe. And they said, nope, there's one more that we can see in the brain. And that's where you're one with the universe, but aware of your own self, your own frequency at the same time. That's true left and right brain synchronization. That's the ultimate. May we all end up there, where we're all together as one. Hold that intention through the night, through the week, through the months ahead, through the years ahead, through lifetimes ahead. No, maybe we don't have to hold it. We'll just manifest it now. Thanks for listening, and take care.